Phenology is the study of cyclical and seasonal natural phenomena, especially in relation to climate and plant and animal life. It's like noticing when the first migrating songbirds arrive in the springtime. Researchers at West Virginia University just started a phenology project, and now they're looking for clues about West Virginia's climate history in the journals of naturalists who spent a lot of time in the state's forests and hills. And it might all have been inspired by a public radio program in Minnesota.
It's time for phenology. Phenology is the rhythmic biological nature of events as they relate to climate. And naturally, I'm busy looking out the window because there's all kinds of things going on right outside the window here. All kinds of things that sort of relate to phenology, which is pretty cool.
That's John Latimer. For the past 32 years, he's been reporting his observations in the natural world to Minnesotans twice a week. Lori Petrowski is a WVU grad student from Minnesota who grew up listening to the show. Now she's starting a phenology project of her own at the university.
I was really fascinated by it. So I started my first phenology journal when I was 12, I think, and I didn't really know what I was doing. So I recorded like when the chickadees would first show up in the spring, but chickadees don't migrate, so that doesn't really make sense in a phenology journal.
Lori's enthusiasm and love of natural phenomena grew from there. She got an undergraduate degree in ecology, then came to WVU's Wildlife and Fisheries Department.
But I also became interested in how to connect citizens and just normal people to nature.
She says phenology is one easy way to cultivate human curiosity about and concern for the natural world. Today, Lori is poring through old journals of West Virginians as she compiles a baseline database of historical phenology in the state. It's the start of a 10-year effort to create a resource for students and citizens. The goal is ultimately to allow West Virginians to better know the rhythms of the wild and wonderful part of West Virginia. In cooperation with WVU's Natural History Museum, the Wildlife Fisheries Department at WVU is putting out calls to citizens with any kind of historical records of timings of biological events.
Especially helpful are journals from nature-minded citizens, so people who would be out in the woods a lot and write down what they saw.
One such journaler who has provided a plethora of data for Lori and her team is George Briding of Wheeling. Born in 1917, Mr. Briding was an avid birder and for years was the director of nature education and the staff naturalist at Ogilby Park. He passed away about 30 years ago, but during his adult life, he made lists of the birds he saw every day, right until the day he died. I recently visited his son, Mike Briding.
Okay, here we have binders of some of his journals.
Mike showed me a box of memorabilia from his father.
It was like breathing to him. He never went outside the house without a notebook and pencil, never. And rarely did he leave the house without a pair of binoculars. And I'm sure that he probably would have felt naked without those things.
Prolific birders like that were really helpful for us because we could see that, like, the first day that he saw this bird, what must have been the first day that had migrated up to Ogilby Park, because we know that he was out every day looking for birds.
In addition to journals like Mr. Briding's, Lori has also been tapping naturalist groups like the Brooks Bird Club for records, as well as herbariums throughout the state. Herbariums are collections of pressed plants. The practice was apparently a very popular pastime in the state. Lori says she's gleaned a lot of data through those records. She's also collecting data from the Historical Climate Network that has 14 different observation stations throughout the state.
I'll be linking those to some of the observations that I found and see if temperature or precipitation or snowfall has an effect on when wildflowers bloom and when the birds migrate.
That will be the focus of Lori's master's thesis. She explains that the project as a whole will collect as much data as possible in the coming decade so that West Virginians have a solid base of knowledge to pull from, add to, and, Lori hopes, an extra excuse to get outside and notice the world around them. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Glynis Board in Wheeling.